Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome if you're tuning in today for a pre-record. And, of course, for those of you that aren't aware, the way that you know when we're pre-recording is to follow the Twitters that I send. And you don't actually have to be enrolled in Twitter to be able to read my Twitter page or be notified if there's a new tweet, as they call them. Just go to spiritualjourneys.com, and there you will find out how to get onto Twitter so you can, if you're new to it, you can follow the guidelines. We are so happy to have you with us, and today I'm going to sort of be randomly choosing some topics for us, and I just want to finish off, though, two questions that were sent to me, one from Kristen from San Francisco and one from Nancy from Arizona. And Nancy is asking, in an earlier show, you stated that the high mind is in reverse or backwards, and had tweeted that the sigils were perhaps to be drawn from right to left for removal. Are the sigils for carnage to be drawn from right to left instead of from left to right? Nancy is, of course, talking about our Belvaspitar sigils, my brothers and sisters. And our Belvaspitar site is really worth checking out. It's belvaspitaralmeen.com. And Nancy, all sigils that are given, because, they are written for whatever level we are, and then they change as the levels change, so they always stay applicable, is always given in the exact right way. In other words, you need never change things that have been given by the infinite to us as tools for the empowerment of man, including alchemy, Belvaspitar, many of the mystical techniques that are coming in, and the new things that are happening, which I'll share with you here in a moment. But you need never change them or tamper with them. It certainly is very inadvisable to do any of them backwards, because they simply won't work. So they always stay the same. The tweaking of those things is done by the infinite itself, because of the fact that it's a gift from the infinite, and it was promised that it would always be upgraded to the level of the cosmos. That is what makes Belvaspitar such a unique healing modality. Karnish Belvaspitar that you ask about, the healing modality of enlightenment, the same thing, and all of it, because it changes as the cosmos changes. So, my brothers and sisters, the other thing that is being asked here from Kristen from San Francisco is, she says, I wonder if there's some clarification on how to regain pieces lost to the black light. Kristen, for the first time, I am sure, ever, there are sound healing systems that I've been given by the infinite with the sounds on them, which is, you know, the music is given directly. I sing it as I hear it in a single take. We do it. There's a sound healing system you can do just by itself. There's an alchemical sound healing that you do with alchemy, which leverages results, so you can get a vastly increased results. There is Belvaspitar sound healing, which removes the obsolete, and then there is a mystical sound healing, all of them using the 18 elixirs, the sound elixirs that we are preparing. And within a day or two or three, you will also be finding that we are offering a service to do a personal elixir just for someone. somebody that writes in, and of course they are, for sale, I actually, for the amount of time it takes, they're basically being given away because it takes us hours and we're selling them for $85. But you, when you order one, what we do is we look into your heart and then receive directly from the infinite. Nobody can compose that off the top of their head, okay? Because I sing it in a single take, but then Paul masters it and mixes it, and it takes a lot of time. Each one is absolutely unique, never used again, only created for you. As you change, it changes. Both the personal elixirs and the 18 elixirs that are being created, and I'm hoping that Paul will have them done sort of in 18 days from now, but they incorporate black light and white light pieces. When you listen to them, that which is lost in the black light, and for those of you that have not been able to listen to some of my last recordings, black light is the subliminal light that, you know, unfortunately, some very reprehensible people have gotten hold of this information, and they have used it to mind control the masses. And people like Hitler, they used the emotion of conviction that is a distortion of a black light frequency, which fortunately now doesn't work anymore, but they used it to sway large groups of people into total insanity. And so, you know, the HAARP program, H-A-A-R-P, which has been a very nefarious, very ill-intended program to control the emotions of the masses. So, for instance, if you want to pass a law with more control over everybody, then you make everybody afraid with your HAARP sort of sub-level frequencies, subliminal frequencies, black light frequencies is what they are. So, in playing the perfect black light frequencies. Like in Belvaspital, we work with the 24 perfect emotions of the white light frequencies. When you combine these two together, it actually cancels out illusion, and you retrieve that which has been scattered throughout the black light. We're developing an autism and attention deficit, as well as a bipolar healing modality. This is a huge breakthrough, as well as AIDS and HIV, a huge breakthrough for us, because I've asked for it for a long time, but because it was really a condition of the cosmos who had left some of its pieces into the black light of its past, subliminal levels of light it had passed through as it ascended, it wasn't able to be really very effective. You know, I spoke to our Asian honorary director, and she's a doctor of multiple clinics across Malaysia, and they've had good success with autism. Well, so have I. But we've never been able to totally cure it. There's now this sound system being given. So we've given you two snippets of these sound elixirs on our diary, so you can certainly just punch in sound elixir, and it should come up on the little search engine that Hong An kindly created for us on that diary. So, you know, take a little listen at them, and they will soon be done. And that is literally how you regain the pieces from the black light. Because of it's the easiest way. You can literally put it on your iPhone, listen to it in your car. It's deliberately in a way that it doesn't put people to sleep, because when you work with the black light frequencies, it puts people to sleep. So some of the white light tones are quite lively, so people can listen to it in their car. Okay, so the next question that Kristen has is, in one podcast, I heard that special water was being created to counteract the effects of large dampening of energy put on light workers from, I think, dark gods or other non-life-enhancing beings. If this is the case, this seems like an external reason one may have for struggles with actualizing power, and yet we are all one. And there supposedly is no external. Could you help explain this paradox further? I'd be delighted to, my sweetheart. The actual truth of it is, Kristen, that the nature of reality is a paradox. We live in a paradox. And so I'm really happy that you have used the word paradox, because it gives me an opportunity for the first time actually publicly to explain this. You see, in the ocean, there can be no division. Division in the ocean is like putting a box in the ocean and saying, this part outside the box is the ocean, this part in the box is not the ocean. It just is nonsensical. Yet without division, there can be no individuated creation. So it's a game we are playing. When I was in Ireland, there was a man walking with an imaginary football, and he was kicking the football around and having a fabulous football game with himself without a real football. And my students were a little amazed by this, and we discussed it in class, and we realized that this is really the nature of creation. There is an imaginary, because it really can never exist, division. That is the incubation sac, if you will, for creation to develop within. And also, the fact that there are separate beings is an impossibility. It's boxes in the ocean. But it is for delight. It is for diversity of expression that can be studied as individuations rather than as unified fields. So it is a perspective, if you will, like watching a movie. You sit in a theater outside, there's traffic, you've parked your car in the parking lot, outside they're popping popcorn. But for the moment, you are pretending you're that movie. So you're totally engrossed in the movie. You cheer for the hero, you go, oh, when he's caught inside, because you're living vicariously a movie. This is the way creation is. So now, to go to the next step, which will answer some of this, there are two types of density. I actually only discovered that about a year ago, believe it or not, when I've been working with density, trying to understand it, trying to overcome it, all the rest of it, for absolute years. I've traveled interdimensionally into the densest areas you can imagine. I've traveled into the realms of light, and everywhere I've gone, I have attempted to find a way to eliminate density. But it's important to know is there's two types of density. There is the imaginary set on the stage where dancers are dancing. There's the costumes, there's the props, there's the stage, there's the curtains, so that the audience can be totally engrossed in this play. Well, those are supportive to the development of the script that the director has written, and in our case, is writing spontaneously, moment by moment. There also is the obstruction of somebody who accidentally forgot to remove a prop that's lying on stage and can trip a dancer up. It creates an obstacle course. That's a different type of density. That type of density is not an illusion meant to support the game or the dance. It is an illusion that should already be off stage. But because we believe in the illusions, we've kept it there thinking it's necessary. That's a different type of density. That density trips us up, provides opposition. Now, to get back to the underlying root of your question, but there's no accidents. That's true. But what that is a timing mechanism. Ultimately, there is an exact incubation period for this beautiful creation that's being made. And that creation period is determined by the obstacles, the egg that the chicken must struggle through. You can't break the egg open and just help him out, or the cocoon open to help the butterfly out. They die because they are acquiring experiential knowledge and strength. And so that is what the obsolete props on the stage are really doing. So, my sweetheart, we have a right to a sacred environment. We do not need the hard knocks anymore to be able to grow. And so, Kristen, if you are going to use these gifts, like the water was given to us by the Urusak, and it's coming out as part of the alchemy, and it won't be given really until the 1st of September as part of the Academy of Alchemy 3-month college course. But if you want to see if she will give you some information about it ahead of time, you can contact Chloe on the forum, and I think Hong An's forum is the best, and Hong An can forward your question to Chloe. The water comes from a race that was recently resurrected by the infinite, in that they hadn't been part of cosmic life. They were kept separate in a little pocket of space that had a different frequency. So they are called the Urusak, U-R-U-S-A-K. And it's more than that that you're describing. This is living cell water. And you can create it for yourself quite easily with a cardboard box, a jug and a jug, and a length of tubing, and the correct symbolic devices that are placed on the box. So, you know, you can talk to Chloe about it, and she will be able to assist you. She's got the technology, and other than that, I'm actually waiting for her to send me my manuscripts back. Otherwise, I would have it too, but I don't currently have it. But the paradox is that we are in a dream. It doesn't have to be an unpleasant dream if we're lucid dreamers. If we acknowledge that every bit of illusion we encounter is what it is, not think it's real, and that it serves a purpose. It either is a timing, dragging effect, or it is that which supports the dance. But regardless, we don't need the dragging, timing effect in our environment. As we live sacred lives, the environment of the rest of the world, who is on a treadmill, they're in movement. Everything is being geared, like the new course that's coming out. It's available as of yesterday, which is the 1st of July for this pre-record. It's available for you to sign up. It's a 3-month course with the Institute of Applied Mysticism that I have founded, and the dean is Tim Holt. And he's wonderful to work with, my brothers and sisters. He's enormously supportive and helpful, and he will give you a great deal of information, just the way that Jan does for Belvas Pata. And our other academy and institute is not quite up and running yet, but those two deans are just phenomenal. And so if you wish to sign up for that, the entire course is It's called The Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility. It has never before been available on Earth. It is cutting-edge information. You receive information 6 days a week in small bits. There's a forum you can talk to your other fellow classmates on, and it starts on the 1st of August. July is the month to sign up. Go and take a peek at it. Its description is on the Institute of Applied Mysticism.com. And it's up and running. So, and thank you, Rogier, for that, because he got that up for us in a timely manner, and so forth. So we've got, as of, you know, for this, it teaches you how to get off the treadmill, to get to the place of the silence where time does not ravish the body. The ravages of time are because of the movement, the treadmill, that the rest of the cosmos is on. When you step out of that movement does not need to come into your environment. All these techniques are assistants. They're just tools. Is there an inner technology? Yes. It's going to take me 3 months to explain it, because it's an entire science. But it's there, and it's available as of August 1st. Let's take a quick break. We're running a little late with that, and we'll be right back.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers a question: do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
The Way of the Toltec Nagual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available from Almeen. Not only is this wisdom-packed book a guide for serious students of the Toltec Way, but also a font of knowledge for all truth seekers. Mapping out the revolutionary changes in Toltec mysticism, it presents the precepts of mastery sought out by all who travel the road of illumination and spiritual warriorship. Almeen reveals publicly, for the first time, the ancient power symbols used by Toltec Nagwals to assist in obtaining freedom from illusion. This book also features information about the hidden planets used by the Toltecs and the astrology of Isis. The Way of the Toltec Nagual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available in paperback or as an electronic download or as an audiobook spoken by Almeen. To receive your copy, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
So, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you a little bit about some of the other interesting things that have happened. So, I've just come back from Malaysia and was in Singapore and then Malaysia, and we'll be back there next March. So if any of you have always wanted to see those beautiful, beautiful parts of Asia, I just fell in love with it and actually opened a major office there that will be an Asian Spiritual Journeys. But in taking a look around at those countries, immediately the information came through that we were supposed to open there an institute. And it's the Institute for the Study of Human Potential. Well, one of the things that's so amazing is that the information that they are studying 2 days ago started to come through in applicable form. In other words, since I've left there, I've written a book, The Seer's Journey. And it's a booklet that would remind one of The Secrets of Zoroaster or The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. It's a book that delves deeply into human attributes and what it means and how to arrive at that still point called the null point of existence that we've spoken about on previous shows that will allow effortless change, changeless change. The human potential is to wipe clean in the cosmos the illusion that lingers, the obstacles on the stage. And so 2 days ago, during the night, I was explained the following by the Infinite. I was given something that, to tell you the honest truth, I had for a long time expected would come through the cat beings called the Jongala Brook. And, excuse me, the cat people called the Jongala Brook that would be bringing in this device that would replace the tarot. And it's an occult manifestation device, a powerful alchemical key to mastering manifestation. And see, the future has entirely collapsed. So has the past. The tarot worked very well when it was part of predicting the future. But there is no future. So now, how do we actually determine our day? By determining it through manifesting it. And I want to spend our next quarter telling you about this, because to tell you the truth, the deeper I got into it, and I'm not quite done with it, but the deeper I got into it, the more profound it was. It's called the Qi Vesta, Q-I-V-E-S-T-A. And those words mean the breath of the divine. The breath of the divine is that which animates manifestation. So the entire system is called the Qi Vesta. It works, and it's in a card set with a book, booklet that goes with it. I mean, it's more than a booklet. It's up there getting to be sort of a smallish book that goes with it, but it's carefully laid out exactly how to practice this. The Qi Vesta manifests. And if you take a look at the Qi Vesta, there's 144 cards, and they are divided into four sections. The first 36 is the Ari Vesta cards of that work with white light and the white light frequencies. The Ha Nua Wa cards of subliminal light and frequency, also known as black light and frequency, is the second set of 36 cards. And so, if these first two sets of cards remove the illusion by becoming the null point, to go back to Kristen's question about the black light pieces. The black light pieces, when combined with white light, if you know how to use it in sound, which I just recently learned when the Infinite gave me those 18 elixirs. But if you combine the two, they cancel out illusion. So if you, for instance, order a personal elixir, it doesn't matter what the illusion is that you face, say this year, next year, whenever, we hope at some point there's none, but whatever it is, the sound elixir works for it, because its effect is to create the null point by canceling out, through changeless change, the illusion. The Ari Vesta cards, which work with the white light frequency, they combine with the black light to make the null point, canceling out that which you wish to change, which is illusion, because the Qi Vesta will manifest higher order. It will manifest more perfection, more joy, more peace. It's incorruptible, so it can't be used to deteriorate something. But that which you wish to change obviously has an illusional appearance that must be gotten rid of. The first two sections of the cards, the Ari Vesta and the Ha Nua Wa, they are responsible in the protocol that you follow to remove the illusion. And the Ari Vesta is by becoming the null point, and the Ha Nua Wa works with transformation. It uses alchemy that is transformational in nature. Example of what that means. We have often spoken about how alchemy leverages, how you can add two things together and you can come up with something that is like, you know, 1 + 1 = 1054. But you can also add 96 and 16 or something like that and equal zero. When the equation equals zero, that is called transformational alchemy, because it removes. And with transformation, it removes the props off the stage that trips up the dancer, that which no longer serves. And you can see now, based on the explanation I gave of density, why, you know, we've always spoken about that which no longer serves. Because if we had removed the density, which is really illusion, of separation, there would be no creation now. So the first two sets work with removing the illusion. Then you have the next two sets, each of them again, 36 cards each, totaling all of them 144. These cards manifest that which is real. In other words, let's say you want abundance. Abundance is the nature of the cosmos. Peace, joy, passion, love, all these things, they are the nature of the cosmos, that which is real. So you manifest that which is real with the next two. The third set of cards is called the Bhavaru Vesta cards. And Vesta means divine. The Bhavaru Vesta cards of, they work with life force or ki. Ki, literally in Chinese, I believe, means breath. And so the Hana Vesta cards is the last one. The Bhavaru Vesta cards, in fact, work with transmutation. They are purely alchemical. They leverage manifestation. So let's say there's intent and there's you want to manifest something in your life. You see, we have been working within a cosmos that's in movement, and when it's in movement, it's in linear becoming. When it's in linear becoming, it is not subject to alchemical sequences. It's subject to Fibonacci sequences, and Fibonacci sequences are mathematical, and they very much slow down the linear growth, through linear growth of the manifestation. So you make the manifestation of that which you want to do an alchemical process by a specific protocol you follow with the Bhavaru Vesta cards, the life force or ki cards. The last one is the Hana Vesta cards of spiritual manifestation. And the Hana Vesta cards actually use the principles of transfiguration. They're similar to what you have on the creative principles of the divinearchitect.com. The divinearchitect.com is the creative principles that are used to transfigure. Transfiguration is through an inner technology, but it gives you an external technology to facilitate the internal transfiguration. And you can look at that on divinearchitect.com. So the spiritual manifestation, now to talk about that, I want to, for the first time, give you the definition of what spirit is, because up until this point, I simply haven't known. Spirit is the combination of that which the previous three cards work with. White light and white frequency, black light and black frequency, combined into an androgynous unit, white and black light becoming androgynous, white and black frequency becoming androgynous. Then there is life force. Life force works with electric and magnetic. They combine to become androgynous. The light frequency and life force combined in their androgynous components. For instance, light by itself is an illusion. I've been saying this, but light with black light becomes androgynous luminosity. Frequency is an illusion. Black light frequency and white light frequency combined become full tonality, an androgynous type of frequency. Electric and magnetic combined into one becomes ki, or an androgynous life force. When you add those three together, then you obtain what's called androgynous spirit, indivisible androgynous spirit. That is what spirit is. So the Hana Vesta cards, the protocol with that enables you to create what you want with spirit. Then, through going back into your null point, you have now created a spiritual template. You then go back into your stillness, where there's not beingness, not just the doingness of the cards, because everything works on eternal principles. It is enormously powerful. The beingness and the doingness needs to be balanced. The last step of this first level, might I add, of the ki Vesta becomes, through the Hana Vesta cards graduating to them back to the null point, it becomes fanned. This is a Toltec term, fanning the dream with warmth into actuality. The spiritual creation becomes more and more physical as you fan it with warmth, which is expanded awareness with slight intention. So expanded attention with slight intention from a place of beingness, you solidify your spiritual creation into form. Hana, which is the final 36 pack of cards, and they all have beautiful images on it. The Hana Vesta cards, Hana means high. And a lot of what you're finding, now let's look at what this language is, because I haven't written about it, I haven't explained it, this is not even produced, I'm still busy writing it. The language you're finding is actually one of the Lemurian dialects. This precedes, this is ancient enough that it precedes the four Lemurian dynasties that I show how they emerged, how they sank, cataclysms on Earth, how they changed in my book, The Secrets of the Hidden Realms. Secrets of the Hidden Realms shows you the different Lemurian cultures that took place. It gives you the Lemurian alphabet and so on. But there were seven different continents in Lemuria, hence its symbol was usually a serpent surrounding seven eggs, and the serpent had blue at the top and greenish blue at the bottom, because it signified the ocean surrounding the seven Lemurian continents. Some of them were so close together it was like the Panama Canal between us. But they had different dialects because they had the seven original root races. And these seven root races of Lemuria had different dialects. The northern eastern one, closest to Malaysia and the Chinese continent and Singapore and that area, this is their language. And it's from this that the word ki, for instance, is a Chinese word. I don't even know which of these others are Chinese. I'll have to ask my students if any of them. But I know that the ba, va, ru, vesta, ba means body, and ru means accessed light. Actually, that's ri. I'm not sure what ru, it could mean of accessed light, of the divine, which is vesta. I'm not sure what va means in that particular Lemurian dialect because I didn't access it yet. However, these principles that I've just explained to you, my brothers and sisters, were studied by priests. Now, when we hear priest, well, our hackles stand up. But priest originally meant practitioner. It's pri-es. Pri-es is practitioner of awareness. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
for Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, is now available from Al Mean. This book provides unparalleled insight into ancient mysteries. Al Mean, an internationally recognized mystic and teacher, reveals the hidden laws of existence, transcending reason, delivering visionary expansion. This metaphysical masterpiece explores the origins of life as recorded in the holy libraries. The release of information from these ancient libraries is a priceless gift to humankind. The illusions found in the building blocks of existence are exposed, as are the purposes of creation. To receive your copy of Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
And so, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to actually share with you a little bit of this. Some of this is on my blog, but I want to share to those of you that haven't gone into it. The Key Vesta, as we said, replaces the previously used divination devices like the tarot. As life ascends, I mean, it just gets clearer and clearer that time is an illusion. And it belongs to those who are on that treadmill of movement that I previously spoke about. So we basically only have linear time when we strive against life, because that's what keeps us on the treadmill. The master, in the stillness of full surrender, he knows that there just cannot be any prophecy or predictability when there is no time. And the master also knows that he may manifest, and this is the important part, a temple of holy life in his environment that honors the sanctity of his being. This alchemical device that we're discussing here, the Key Vesta, is the ancient and powerful manifestation tool that accomplishes this. So, as Kristen was asking, why do we need this when we're all one life? We're all one life developing at different levels. Alchemy is the transmutational tool of leverage change. And it's used in the Key Vesta to remove the illusional appearances, and we discussed that already. So the master in the 144 cards can use these also to assist others, since they are incorruptible and can only function in complete harmony with divine will. And then, I gave this little bit of information into the manuscript itself. Suffering is only inherent in life when we engage in its movement. In the stillness of full surrender, we enter the peace of timelessness. And so that is the position from which the priest or practitioner of the Key Vesta works. The Key Vesta puts one in the alchemical equation that I spoke of. It's part and parcel of what it's meant to do. And then that means that life can change dramatically and exponentially and quickly. So, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk with you a little bit about some of the other things that I wish to share with you today. I've written a book for our Asian spiritual journeys that is going to become part of the Institute of the Study for Human Potential. It's called The Seer's Journey, The Path to Enlightenment. And in here, for the very, very first time, I tell a little bit about my life that is not the physical story that you've heard in some of my books. It's beyond that. And I'm going to share some of it with you today. I will share with you the following. There are 144 seers' wisdoms. Now, the seers' wisdoms are basically the deep explanations that go behind the concepts of the key Vesta cards. I just didn't know when I was hearing them and taking dictation that that is what they were. So I'm going to explain and share some of those with you today. The earth is my cradle and the sky is my blanket. Wherever I go, I am home. So much of the illusion humans engage in is their alienation from nature. And the oneness that we feel is not just with our fellow man, where we realize I am another you. And we do meditation, and Simon on his blog has really beautiful meditations that he regularly puts up. And I believe if you ask him for the eagle meditation, you will experience this. But we do meditations where we become all that is. And then we see each being living of our fellow man within us. We realize that this vast field, this consciousness superimposed over all that is what I am, but it's also what you are. That is why we are an integrated field that is creation, which is the one. But we seldom take the time to realize that we are one with nature, that we are nature. And yesterday, if you read my Twitter on yesterday, which for those of you that listen to this on a later date would be the 1st of July, I wrote, I got actually reprimanded, or shall we say, gently guided by the infinite, because it basically gave the message to me that I was materialistic. And I said, what? You know, I am sure I see form. In fact, the words were not materialistic. It was that I idealize form. And idealizing form was done because I had sentimentality. For example, puppies. I made the big mistake of getting my daughter a puppy. We both had to admit defeat and give puppy back. Well, this nature, I idealize the beauty of nature. I view it as a pristine and separate from the mess, say, that we make in our cities. The idealizing of form is part of my folly. I am nature. I am the sunset. So this first principle deals with that. It says, the earth is my cradle and the sky is my blanket. Wherever I go, I am home. In other words, it helps us also figure out that we made these things. We created these things as part of our being. We are the one life expressing as the many. The mind creates mirrors, then fights against them. When I wait in stillness, all life reveals itself to me. It has been a tremendous impetus for us to grow, to become, to purify, to shed. What these are the linear forms of change. They are transformation, transfiguration, transmutation. These are what we have, as light workers, been so actively doing. And the strange thing of it is that even though the Key Vesta uses those principles, it starts from the null, so it knows this is just a game I'm playing to clear my environment. Then it engages in the movement, and then it comes back home to itself, to the stillness, from which changeless change takes place in its environment in the form of manifestation. When we oppose life, when we think that anything needs to be fixed, including ourselves, we have stepped out of this point of silence and we are on the treadmill. I think I am running behind with the commercial breaks here, so I'm going to ask that we just take a moment and do another commercial break. I think this is our fourth one. I got so engrossed in the subject matter because I find it so fascinating, but let's take a quick break, okay?
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. Almeen continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, and we have just about 5 minutes left, but let's take a look at this issue of the mind creating mirrors, then fights against them, which is this second concept of what's called the seer's wisdom, which is a part of the seer's journey, the booklet yet to come. And the mind creates mirrors. The reason for that is that the mind, an illusory tool, because the master lives from the place of no mind. However, the mind is an illusory tool, but what it does is it defines order as that which it can comprehend. Being born of illusion itself, it can't comprehend very much. So what it does is it starts to compartmentalize life. It uses intelligence, which is its creation, mind's creation of intelligence, to choose between these compartments. This compartment is good, this compartment is less good. This compartment is desirable, this compartment isn't. So it chooses, and also it judges, and it divides, and it fixes. But the compartments that mind builds are basically mirrors in which it can study components of itself. The unfortunate thing of it is that it starts to view these reflections of its environment as real and then fights against them, whereas any mirror that is reflecting to you does not reflect accurately. If you hold a newspaper up to the mirror, It reflects the writing on the newspaper backwards. And the reason that is important is that nothing is as it seems if we use only the five senses to access it. It's when we are in mind that we can be lied to. And so when we are in stillness, all life reveals itself to me, is what the statement is. So when mind defines anything that it cannot control or label, these are all its methods, as chaos, it resists strenuously the removing of those barriers, because the great fear that we will be catapulted into chaotic madness happens. Madness is only that which is mind that cannot understand things. The master lives from the place of no mind. Can one call it mad? Well, it will possibly be called mad by mind, because we're living in the paradox, changeless change, boundaryless boundaries, all these things which we have discussed today during our hour that we have been speaking. So my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you of one last product that we've just barely put up that I am so delighted with. The book, for those of you that have studied A Course of Miracles. This book could, in fact, be termed Beyond A Course of Miracles. It takes the Course of Miracles material way, way, way deeper through the revelations that I received, and now we've made a very beautiful, it has gentle music in the background, I read it myself, audiobook for you of the thought that fractured the infinite. And it should be available on both of our storefronts. So you can go to our storefronts and order that. I think you will really like it, and it's nice to play in your car as you drive to work or as you commute on your headset. It's been a delight sharing this time with you, and we hope you join us for our next pre-record. Until then, and we'll be back in a few minutes for our second pre-record.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Key series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almeen. Please join us again next week.